USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
We may not know tonight who won the Senate runoff election in Georgia. That's according to election officials in Georgia. This as more than 1.8 million voters have cast a ballot so far, and many more are still voting. President Biden is highlighting his administration's effort to boost U.S. semiconductor manufacturing.
The United States is better positioned than any other nation to lead the world economy in the years ahead if we keep our focus.
On Tuesday, the president visited the site of a Taiwan semiconductor manufacturing company in Phoenix, Arizona, which recently got a boost from the recent passage of the Chips and Science Act. More than half of those responding to a new Gallup survey say rising prices have caused financial hardship for their households. More from Rich Johnson.
55% of the 1,800 people responding to the November Gallup survey blame rising prices for their hardship. A year ago, 45% responding to that same question said they were experiencing hardship. And since August, the numbers remain fairly steady, actually dropping a point from October to November.
A new report is shedding some light on a group of overseas hackers.
A new report says hackers backed by the Chinese Communist government stole millions of dollars in U.S. COVID relief benefits by compromising at least six U.S. government networks. China-based hacking group known as APT41 stole at least $20 million through Small Business Administration loans and unemployment insurance funds in more than a dozen states. Five of its members have been indicted by federal prosecutors but remain at large. From the West Coast, USA Radio News Bureau, I'm Lance Pry.
A jury in New York is convicting the Trump Organization of criminal tax fraud. One of the Trump Organization attorneys says they'll be appealing the verdict. This is USA Radio News.
Paid for by government.com.
Have you heard? A recent stash of 1904 Morgan silver dollar coins has been found. These gorgeous 1904 silver dollar coins are as bright and shiny as the day they were struck. This is a key date for silver dollar collectors, and only a limited quantity are available. Coin experts are calling this an amazing opportunity for anyone interested in silver coins. Just call government at 1-800-222-1975 and you are guaranteed a mint condition 1904 Morgan silver dollar featuring the iconic O mint mark of the New Orleans Mint. The final year of production, but with limited quantity, you must call now. These 1904 silver coins are still in uncirculated condition. That is 117 years of history you can hold in your hand. To learn more, call 1-800-222-1975. Call now and you'll receive a free American Coin Collector's Bonus Package, a $25 value free with every order. Call 1-800-222-1975 now to secure your 1904 Morgan silver dollars before they sell out. That's 1-800-222-1975.
Democrats are considering adding permitting reform for pipelines and other energy projects to the Defense Department's annual funding bill. Arkansas Republican Senator Tom Cotton tells Fox News he's not a fan of the move.
None of these have anything to do with our troops. And if the Democrats insist on adding these extraneous measures to the defense bill, Republican senators should filibuster it.
Time is of the essence when it comes to getting those packages to your loved ones for the holidays.
Shipping companies are announcing deadlines customers should follow to ensure delivery of packages before Christmas. FedEx says boxes sent with standard ground shipping must be received by December 14th with Express Saver and three-day freight options available up to December 20th. UPS is directing customers to visit their website for an estimate on ground shipments, but three-day select service is available up to December 20th. The U.S. Postal Service says retail ground and first-class mail parcels and envelopes need to go out by December 17th. The USPS priority mail deadline for most military bases is this Friday. In the USA Radio News Midwest Bureau, I'm Katie Lewis.
A man is under arrest for allegedly throwing an egg at King Charles. This is the second time the king has been egged. The latest egging suspect is currently in custody to be questioned. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.
Hi, I'm Wayne Alarouche. If you like my radio show, you're going to love my podcast, War Raw. Each podcast, I present my top 10 most outrageous, salacious, and controversial stories of the week. I break down the best of the best raw truth stories for conservatives, libertarians, patriots, taxpayers, Trumpers, and deplorables. Anyone who appreciates God, guns, gold, and tax cuts will stand up and cheer for War Raw. Check out this week's War Raw podcast right now. It's available to download at iTunes, Spotify, iHeart, or wherever you listen to podcasts. War Raw.
War Raw.